something about our retirement, but,
Yeah.
In our society, or society as a whole?
This is, I know that,
The roles, and how the feedback dancing,
and how
to be through the home, and how.
Yeah, and also how adults and fairies. And also how the roles of men and women vary.
Our in-depth dancing is, I know this is repetitive, but it's just very hard, I think, about concept. It's just like crazy. It's all, I guess, like when we flail our, you could just feel the spirit. It's just so awesome. Somebody doing with his whole soul. And you could just, we felt a lot of times people are doing that. Do the most of that to speak, and also just the spirit of that. I still can remember, we were just watching Queen, the prominent, like, Sivalok, the original, look up who was brought up their hat. Our dad, Benson and I, they were like, they in the world, that's more in their religious, they were always on the top, they were number one. And I think that has to do with a lot of that. They put their whole soul in their dance, in their song. And I remember when I was a member, I became a member in the late 60s, early 70s. And I remember starting to go to the practice for mom and dad. Our parents were there, Benson and Rhoda, my uncle. Starting to get the motion for the children. How to do the marketing. So it has a really strong mental health, whatever you want to call it. It brings joy. It really brings your spirit high to you. After you do all the sweating and dancing, you feel really good. It's just like you're running, you know, or doing your drugs, whatever it is in your culture that just accelerates your whole mind, body, and soul. It's just like a super bowl. Is that what they call it? That it's just like that when your team gets a touchdown, you say, ah, you know, it's that kind of a joy. So and so I remember somebody had just died around 70 or something like that. The president of the dance group, Sivalok, would encourage Eskimo dancing the following weekend. It was full of this couple of days later, because it uplifts the spirit of the people who lost their loved ones. So the role of our immigrant family society in our culture, that is the role of the immigrant family, to uplift the spirits of the people. And when we have a successful way, especially for the captains, to have a wedding festival that's in the Eskimo Mountain. We perform also after the people who send the blanket house to go to Eskimo Mountain. The festivities are they do the Eskimo Mountain. And each captain and their crew members, they go down there, the whole crew, you know, they go down there and down together. And you know which training crew they're from. Sometimes they have these jackets where they have their flags, where they have their flags, or the name of the crew on the back of the jacket. Or in celebration they have brand new parts of this, you know, rough the world wolverine. Somebody might have a brand new fur part of it. It's all you know, the attire is so beautiful. But you have to work hard on it. The making of that part, but that special occasion and a successful crew member. So the Eskimo dances right now, during the summer, they are performed also for the food. But under the fact that I just whoever is performing is the thing about the infrastructure, you know. And as I said, those guys, they're really just letting other people know from other states or from other world what our company is all about. And they do talk about the different dances, the different things, of the men and women. The men have their particular way. There was a dance that when I first came here, there was a dance for some VIPs or other than some staff members that really affected. And being a 30s, I saw this guy doing like this. I said, no, you do not dance like that. The men, they have a certain way. They stomp their feet and they go like that. And they have like, ooh! That is, they could do that noise. And then the women, they have to keep their feet together. And also, they hit them. And you keep up with the feet. And the sound in your spirit. And all people dance? No.
Why'd you look at me?
No! I never said that. Even some prominent Eskimo leaders, they don't have the deep. I mean, you know, like, I remember in all my kids, basketball, or just, you know, some kind of a movie. Anyway, it has to do with within yourself. And when I teach other cultures how to do, I tell them, just keep up with the beat. It's just like going to a disco dance, just keeping up with the beat. And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And you can tell who's not in beat. Like I said, some people can do it. When at all the same.
There was this, Samuel Simmons was one of the few people that just couldn't get it. You know,
it's okay, that's all right.
He said, a reverend at home. And so, and it's all in the beach, in the spirit, of the Philadelphia. So those are the different ways of the men do their own way, how to do it, going like that, going to the beach.
And I saw a movie that was like in the 20s, 1920s, beautiful. The way the men had different ways of, that the most awesome, you know, that was the original. And some would do certain steps and yeah, that's the way, you know, that that should be. And I encourage the young people, whoever is watching this tape, learn the old ways, I'm pretty sure there are some videotapes, I'm pretty sure, at the library. At home we do. We have a collection of the videotapes that we check out, especially the latest 2004 or 2005. I think it was 2005. And we had that opportunity to check them out.
What kind of stories, what things did it come out?
The men do the drugs. And the women are in the back. They're dead. The motion dances are composed by different people. They tell stories in reference to, you know, the motion dances. And I remember one particular person, Mike. Well, anyway, not Mike, but we knew who was the motion dancer. Ikuwana or Vancela. Or to mix up. You know who was going to do the motion dance. So, this is the motion dance that they do. And then it's passed out like the grandson dancer. If you want to, he passed out and so his grandson knows that, or his grandson knows the motion dance. And one of the good things about learning those motion dances, the more young people learn those dances, the better. You know, you can say, the dance. And then fun dance, when you don't do motion dances at all, you just go down there. It's the number one tip, you go down. You could recognize that they're singing like, I like that. I like that sound. So you go down there, and you go down. And there's, when I was small, personally, for me, whenever our group was
hospital because I was ordinary. And I could recognize those statues that they do. And of course, I go down there. There's a particular song, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, wonder. You know, it's wonderful. They compose songs the way they want them. Some are very funny. The last one that happened to is a prominent Eskimo dancer, and he composed it. And he's a really good motion dancer. The late Clayton Smith had maybe one more. He could tell. And the last part of the motion one. And we knew what it was. It had to do with the soul. If you come to our village and you want to call him, or have it's your choice. He did make one, and we could start the court, honoring the creator. So, the motion dances. Nowadays it's okay. We learn from the tape. But I think out of respect, you could ask the family if you could learn the motion dance. But I think during that period, you could see like from barrels, you know what kind of they sing, that they perform. And then you see somebody else, it's okay, I don't think they have any more restrictions in reference to who, you know, plays that. What is barrel or pointed? But when I first started Eskimo dancing, Eskimo dancers, I had been taught pointed motion dance. But that's a good thing. There's no restriction. But out of respect for the one who composed and made the motion dance, out of respect, you're supposed to ask. A long time ago, ask them. And it would be an honor, like, if they said, okay, you have to learn it. But I'm really afraid. You have to learn this motion dance. But it was common knowledge where it was from generation to generation. It was teaching. It depends on that one person, and right now I can ask and tell you that we were like, last night we were practicing. I mean, I was into it. I was there watching myself, my sister, myself, my other sister. Some of the ladies were doing that. I'm working for them. It was say the motion dance. So you just they were saying that. And then sometimes young it doesn't tell a story, but you go through that motion. Yeah, and then sometimes within the sound they would say something like that. With this one particular Tom was talking about that motion dance, that was a story about like they were doing the dancing. relaxation, in reference to something like that. But that's what they do. When they, like one particular story that I know of a person, he was so good at composing. He just laid down and wanted to rest, but he ended up composing a story in just a few minutes.
Wow.
So they didn't write them. They were all up there. They memorized. That's how it comes to them. Sometimes we, for me personally, it can't get out of your head where you memorize it. Any verse or any quote of anything, you know, it stays in your head so you don't forget it. It's the same thing, like unfortunately, it's giving to us. It's a spiritual process. It's giving to them, and if they can't forget it, and then they teach other dancers or other people to, they teach them how to sing. Mm-hmm. All of you are going to perform. It's very simple.
Even if you can't keep the beat, huh?
Even if you can't keep the beat, that's okay. We honor that. It's an international Eskimo dance. Even a three-year-old can learn. It's very, very simple.
Oh. Great, so now we don't do it very
well. Yeah.
It's a wonderful, easy step. So are we ready for that? Okay. You want to set it up so
yeah,
we could record everybody? But we're not going to force you.
We'll record you and then stand
up. Okay. In order to do that, we need to make room to dance. Please. But, Oh, you do? Good. No. You know this one?
Yeah.
Very simple. So you have the tape going? So you could record all the students?
I can get most of you guys.
Can we? Okay, there you go. So the usual is that you're supposed to know for your position. So position yourself where you're comfortable. Usually women are in two lines if there's too many. So get in the front,
open your behind the door, guys.
Brave enough. Brave enough.
Women in the back.
No!
That's what they say.
Four in the front. The way we okay, I'm gonna be in charge right now. Okay, please. I don't want to do this, but I have to. We need four ladies in the front. Come on.
Okay.
You can easily see a Russell, are we ready?
Do you want me to teach the guys?
Okay. Yes. Okay. It's the same for the guys and the ladies.
Okay.
It's the same thing. But remember that time when Coinhold, they really move a lot. So it was different for Coinhold to do that. So. Everybody ready?
We're gonna practice.
Yeah.
No, I think we're gonna
So when you first start the sound
beat. No, it's not by rhythm of it. It's just the hyphenated rhythm of the script that taught us that full answer was the mother eagle. It taught us the impact of the mother eagle.
Yeah.
That's what that's about. But it varies on the leaders of the farmers, but in general, it's the same.
So do you use the same rhythm throughout the dance, or
is it different? It depends on the song.
It's different from the use of concert. We don't usually don't go in the dance. It's just the same.
And how many times do you do it on the particular dance?
He's going to do the soft beat. That means you think about it. And then he gets loud. That's the real dance. That's when you really get into it.
Yo ho ho, yo ho ho.
Much carry. You're good students. Excellent. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, that was fun, huh? Yeah, that's what I need. When you're all limbered and you sweat a lot and it just makes you feel so good. You know, anything like that. That is fun. Thanks, Russell. Thank you so much. Yay, Russell! Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's our dancing. Before we close, any questions?
Yes. What is the main difference between Yupik dancing and Nupa? or what's the first
that you think go, they keep going, same dance, and sometimes they go faster and faster.
You could have five verses.
They have a first verse, and then they tell a story. It's called Abasho. They sort of have a story, and they go back to the chorus, and then they have another. It's called Abasho. The second story, and then they go to the bone.
Is that the same motion?
The first, middle, and last are the same.
First, middle, and last? Oh,
the,
I didn't know.
The bottom okay. And the bottom there are different motions.
Oh, okay. But
different
it's in the same motion dancing.
Like
right.
If it's about seal hunting, the first abasho will be about maybe going down, getting ready to go seal hunting, passing yourself, going down by God. And then the second abasho will be about hunting the seal and catching it and bringing it up.
Mm. And then somebody will say, Bamla! That means, do it again? Yeah.
Or encore, something like that.
I've learned some of your dances. They're just so wonderful. And I'm sorry,
and
you know.
And it depends on the region. You know, you could do things very fast.
Uh-huh.
So, like, in other than a few of our other region, they have a really old traditional music style of dancing where they don't, where everybody doesn't dance with their friends. All the women dance with their clothes.
Wow.
So
they have different stories. But the same motion type?
No, different
motions. Oh, okay.
Are there any other differences that
you think?
The main difference
was that, thank you so much for letting me understand, because I thought it was same motion dance, it gets faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then if somebody likes it, I know you're supposed to have a cameo, like an encore. Yeah.
Don't men dance on their knees up front?
Yeah.
And there's one thing I forgot to mention in the women, you go on the ground, you go on the floor, and then that's the one I was talking about, that there's the story. That means I'm working that. There's different ways, different motion dances that we do on the ground of the floor. And pretty much all the other outlying villages in our area and also I've seen them do that, like wearing like of course there's point hole. They were getting so many people. They have to split. Some of them have to split up to like three different groups or even three different groups. And like in Anakuri or Nakahani or Munami.
So it depends on who you want to be with, because I
went to the ballet, the original and the first ever group in the 60s.
with the barrel dancing. It always had been barrel dancing, all the time, barrel dancing. And just imagine Mom and Dad, Vincent and Rodina, in the middle of July, when they had the World Testimony Day. They would have it outside in the 60s, in the early 60s, and they would be using their fur carpet, Eskimo dance. Mm. Outside. We have to feel about them dancing in the best of times that we use. These guys, fur carpet. And one time the president's wife, she lost her purpose. And the value at that time in the 70s, I don't know what country it was, but they valued it at like 20,000. But nowadays it's probably like over 100,000. It's all handmade, it's all for handmade. So in the first time that we ever started Eskimo dancing a long time ago, they would use the whale stomach or the caribou stomach, and because of the breaking and all that stuff, they always had to replace it. So they started using the
caribou.
And so now my nephew is starting to make some of the whale stuff. I mean the whale stuff. And that's really good. That's really good. Going back to the original and there's always a stick with a drum. You know, to use the rocket. I prefer the old way. Especially when I heard it with a King Islander, wow, their drums were all original, like whale stomachs or whatever. I don't know what they made them.
Walrus stomachs.
Walrus, they sounded so beautiful. There's a certain way you're supposed to tune your drum. Because some of them don't sound right. There's a special way of tuning your drum. But the best ever I've ever heard was every man had walrus stomach. Beautiful stomach. Beautiful stomach. So that's why we were up there, number one, all the time, because of that. And we had the original. Any questions? Yes. Yes. They just water. Keep it down. It dries up. That's why it's good. So if you could see in the 60s, 70s video tape, you could see the men spraying the drumming. It's a delicate drum. You have to be careful, very careful with it. Never leave it in a hot, dry place. You're supposed to leave it in a cool place.
When do they start teaching them to go out again?
At what age? So that our culture won't be extinct. And I've seen 3 years old starting. And then I've seen these two cousins starting when they were like eight years old. Yeah. And they still drunk. They still, they're in the league. They are now in the French team. They start up. Akal. Two Akal. They start out like 7 years old, 8 years old. Most of the time I think they'll comprehend
your comprehension, your life. Okay. Yes, aware. Everything. But 3-year-old can think that. Like in the school, they're teaching them, and they're teaching them all the time to little people. Okay. Thank you.
Well, I've been, I think I've been with that dancer, just performed at a banquet last year. It seems like they have white gloves on.
Yes.
What's the significance of that?
It's better to have gloves. I don't know the story, but I feel better wearing gloves. I don't know the original story, but it's always been.
I was taught back at home that you're supposed to wear gloves so that people won't get into your body while you're dancing. So that's why they wear gloves to come to dance. Or that you just grab clean gloves and stuff like that and go to perform. It has something to do with it. Yeah. Back then, I guess maybe it's just you coming and stuff to your friends, and I feel like that's how you feel. Feel fearful.
Ward out that evil spirit wound that's just vested. But I never.
And then, if you'll notice, some of within the music, yeah, I know that people don't get this. We have for dance times that are made of the therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so go like 60, 50 dances.
Wow.
Take off all the negative.
Wow.
That's
important. Because it's a sacred ceremony. Everything I can remember about. It's always been grateful. I've seen men take over in cocktail one time, but they heard words with a beat. Excuse me, but they can learn. They do. If there's not enough drummers, they could just go down there and sit and drum. But they have to know, you know. Otherwise, they get off beat. I think this one was just for fun. The women all of a sudden took over and the men started dancing. Wow! But you could tell they weren't not together. That was just for fun. Yeah, that time. But yes, women do that.
And when you say motion dances, does that mean that that you're doing motions? Is that why they're called motion dances, or somebody?
Motion dances is like what we did. You know, we stand. And it's already rehearsed which person is going to be which where, you know, during the rehearsal or whatever.
you see the leader is in the middle of one of them. I don't know. It depends on you know the group. And then the fun dancing, it has, you know, I mean, everybody can perform. I mean, everybody can dance. It's all just, it has nothing to do with rehearsal or anything. It's just go with the spirit.
Any of your dances were teach in the dancing?
Uh-huh.
Like values or like those that or is it always from stories?
It's always stories. But that's an excellent idea. And everybody can compose. Young people are starting to compose. My nephew is thinking of composing a song.
And do you know of any of the families that have like their family stories in a dance?
A family story?
Like your ancestors, where you come from, like in a story in a dance about family.
You just gave me an incentive to really come to understand each Eskimo dance. It has always been Iguana knows this song, knows this motion dance, he knows all about it, or Tuvaluk knows this song, they knew all about it. These are prominent Eskimo dancers. Kleban Sunek knew his songs and he composed some of them and he motion dances to them. So thank you for giving me the incentive as well. I have been thinking about it too, because I'm going back, because I've been gone for like 7 years outside. And so I'm coming back and that. One of the things I want to do is if you want to stop, or to make stuff, or to buy it, more than that. What is it all about? What story is it? Thank you. But there are stories in your motion dance. Thank you very much. Because I don't know when I was learning, I believe it was just all learning, you know, the motion, not the history of the sound. So thank you.
Are
the
masks worn? Or no? I mean, what is the attire?
The attire, the ones in Darrow are the loon, and it's worn during the fastum. We call it kaluka. And that's another ceremony during the messenger feast, during the temple, during the dancing. It's a box one. It's a special way of talking. And there's three ladies in the box that is on the speaker there. They told the men that are going like that. And it's a...
Oh, they're directing?
Yeah, they're directing. Mm-hmm. And then they go around. That one is supposed to be specifically the way it was cut, like that. You cannot do any changes on it. And so, there's a male and a female, and there's a leader. He's like leading the group, and there's a whole bunch of a male and female, you know, one right after the other. And they're going. They call it the kaluka. They call it the kaluka. And then they're going and they have a special song where they go with a big boom. Boom. And there's a special song. There's not only one special song, but there's different sounds, like Wayne White does it, Carol does it, and we call it Aloka. And after that's done, after that's done, and they go out, then those two couples that are together, the leader and the lady behind the leader, dance together. They call these dances they dance, they go. Another couple, they dance, they go. They keep dancing there as a couple and go. But sometimes if there's a time constraint, there would be like four people down there. So after that, after all they dance, then the whole group goes down there and they do one big dancing all together. And during this kaluka, this person controls the people the way they go. You're supposed to go the opposite way. And then there's somebody coming in to take over. With this guy that's here. He's kept with a feed. Get off the feed, just start running the feed. That's what we call Aloka.
I was wondering if there's any dances that you know that you go family.
Yes, there's one our dad knows the motion dance. And our mom has composed the song. She has composed the song. Yes, there's some family. Motion dance.
dukkha and dukkha, the prominent, ones, they were always there. So this is like from the mantra. The one that was always the leader, dukkha and maraya, dukkha, dukkha. And then some younger people start joining, like Marcus, Catholic, and then when I got married, Marcus, and then I was joining. So it depends on who is interested and who is committed to learning, committed to learning the ground, learning the sounds, and if they are dependable and reliable, or they can be with the truth. And there's no drugs or alcohol involved. Nowadays, they don't. When I was in the dance group, there was kind of, after what happened during the trip and everything, it was not allowed anymore. Not dance group. When we go, of course. It has to be basically, compatible. Like if you're drunk and stoned, then you're not in the same period of the day.
So they had, was it at one picnic, but they had 100 drummers? Didn't they just stand there on the list one day? That's all they...
It was the most. The first time,
more
than 100 drummers. But the barrel dance group, the Wainwright group, the Art Castle group, the Cully group, the Point Hope has two groups. Wainwright has, I think, two groups. Just imagine it, like 9 or 10 groups. And we know the whole, we know the song. All the drummers of those different villages, we got together and formed a circle and had a circle. And I remember us singing together and then running together. It was powerful. It was powerful. And 2005 they did it. Yes, it's on the stage. It's a grand finale. They do it here, the ending of the celebration. The ending of the making the peace celebration. Different. The time is different. And there's I think pictures are very, really good to see. It takes a lot of work, so you could go ahead and see. I'll allow every individual, if they want to, just go ahead and take it home. Allow that. It's just there as a hand stack for our folks. And I'm a person.
And then I'm very curious about and my different stories that come to the dance. Who do you both react to dance to have permission to do that? How do you go about it?
During the practices, you approach it. I compose the song. Oh, you did. And then you sing it with a group. And then the drummer starts practicing with your singing. And then you go ahead and you do already make the motions for it, that's even better. If you compose the motion dance, that's good.
But if it's a funding bank, you know, per se, too, you don't have to go down there and teach them the motion, but teach them the song, like we have to do. Thank you so much. I have fun. You're all good. Smart learning. Students, smart students. Typical Eskimo trying to talk in English.